This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. In recent polls, Americans apparently like Planned Parenthood or don't, based on how pollsters ask questions. Additionally, polls that show America wanting Planned Parenthood defunded are being ignored in media reports, and abortion abolitionists criticize faulty questions in the polls showing Planned Parenthood favorably. One poll gave respondents a choice between calling the recent Colorado shootings a random act or saying that pro-life rhetoric bears some responsibility for the shooting. No mention of Planned Parenthood's practices or the shooter's responsibility. The disposal of waste is a major cost for most any business, but if your business is abortion and you devalue certain human life and your waste is the same, it might be easy to understand the kind of cost-cutting that could go on at abortion businesses. Planned Parenthood in Ohio is alleged to be cutting such costs by using landfill disposal in distinct violation of state law. Attorney General Mike DeWine calls that kind of practice callous and completely inhumane. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. Missouri is considering following North Dakota to ban abortions of babies diagnosed with Down syndrome. Lawmakers in both Missouri and Ohio are considering banning such genetic selection. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.